Amy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, John.
Many people have heard about Needline and what it does, but could you give us a short recap?
Well, most people are aware of Needline. It's pretty much the only local food bank that we have, and it feeds a lot of people, a lot of residents in Callaway County. So they're doing a great job. They have got the infrastructure in place to distribute food. They do receive food supplements from the USDA, and then they also get donations from the private and the public sector.
The USDA being the U.S. Department of Agriculture?
Correct.
Okay.
But most of their intake of food occurs around the holidays. We're really good about giving around Thanksgiving and Christmas, but they don't have such a year-long excellent supply of food. And so that's what the Needline Food Project hopes to address.
And how exactly is your project different than what they're already doing?
Well, it's kind of about using what's already there, not reinventing the wheel. We are just trying to get people in our community to get involved, raising consciousness of the hungry neighbors that we have in our communities, and there are many of them, and helping people make it really simple. So a lot of people maybe want to give, but they don't know how, or they forget, or it's out of their way. And so this project, what we like about it is that it is a really simple model.
And you said that there are a lot of hungry people in this community, that the numbers are there.
Right.
Can you kind of give us a broad outlook of what does hunger look like in Callaway County?
Yeah. Callaway County is about right at the national average. Kentucky is actually a little bit worse off, but Callaway County is a little bit better off than the state average. In 2008, it was around 1 in 10 households that were called food insecure. And actually, there was a story on WKMS last week about food insecurity, a recent report on NPR about from the USDA about food insecurity. And food insecure, someone who's food insecure is basically that they don't know where their next meal is going to come from, or maybe where their meals at the end of the month are going to come from. And so often they're having to make decisions between whether they buy food or whether they pay their electric bills or whether they put gas in their car, or sometimes whether they're buying nutritious food with nutrients or whether they're just buying calories, because often, as we know, those are the cheapest foods available. So to answer your question, our local numbers are about national average, which is 1 in 7 households are food insecure, and people can move in and out of that. It's fluid and dynamic. It might not be every month, but given in a given year, they may be food insecure. And then households that include children, it's more like 1 in 6. And homes that are run by single mothers, it's actually around 37%.
Now, you've mentioned that you kind of came across this idea from a already existing idea that you heard on an NPR station.
It was a story that wasn't me. It was kind of the founder of the project here locally, Dane Stewart, who was thinking about hunger. He works with it. And we had been talking about maybe trying to start something. And then he heard this project called the Ashland Food Project in Ashland, Oregon, and looked it up and got in touch with their volunteer coordinator, who's been really helpful. And actually, there are 20 like programs started in the country. But ours is the first in Kentucky.
Is there any other program like this in our region that's working on this issue, or is this very specific to Callaway County?
There isn't. We hope that in the future, you know, we've only been going live, I guess, since August, and we're hoping in the future to spread it to local counties, Marshall, McCracken, Graves, other counties around the area that we know could definitely use a program like this. The slogan of the program is Building Community Sharing Food, which is an aspect that we really feel passionately about, how it's not just writing a check once or collecting just once around the holidays. It's actually something that stays in your mind and hopefully even in your home. So there are charity groups or sororities, fraternities who work on collecting for Needline. The post office does it. A lot of people care about collecting food. We're just trying to make it more of an ongoing thing that people really integrate into their daily lives.
So I see that you've brought a green bag with you today. Does that have something to do with this project?
And yes.
Exactly how do they incorporate into the Needline Food Project?
Okay. We have these fantastic reusable green bags with our logo on them, the Needline Food Project. Basically, we give a green bag to anybody who's willing to be a donor. And so There are two types of volunteers with the program. They're neighborhood coordinators, and these are volunteers who are willing to go around in their communities, their neighborhoods, talk to their neighbors about local hunger, and get them to agree to collect food. But a community can also be an alternative type of community, like a workplace, which is why I brought a bag here today, or, you know, school. I gave a bag on Sunday to a fourth grader who's going to take it to her school. And there's a lot of exciting possibilities. But so families can keep the bags at home. And what we suggest is that each time you go shopping, you just add an item for the New Line Food Project. We've gotten it going. Our first pickup date was in June. And even though we only had like 10 volunteers who were neighborhood coordinators at that time, getting other people to be involved in collecting food, we still were able to collect 936 pounds, which we're really excited about. And then our last one was in August, and we collected 1,347 pounds of food. And so our next pickup date is October 12th, and we're up to maybe around 30 neighborhood coordinators. And the idea is that it's just going to keep building, of course. The first one in Ashland, Oregon, which was 2007 or 2008, I think they had a handful of neighborhood coordinators and they collected maybe 600 pounds of food. And 5 years later, they're collecting around 50,000 pounds of food each time they collect, which is awesome.
So say I am John Doe walking down the street and I hear about this program and I feel like I really want to be involved in this Need Line Food Project. How can I do that? Who do I need to contact? Is there a website?
We do have a website. It is still under construction, but you can find our contact information and how to get involved on the website. It's going to be updated in the next, we hope, couple weeks. But it is up. It's needlinefoodproject.com. You can also contact Needline. They have some of our bags there. But those are the couple ways right now. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. We'll figure out who's in your community or if you're interested in being a neighborhood coordinator, which is what we really need, people to go out into their communities and get people excited about collecting food.
All right, Amy Iddings, thank you so much for coming to talk with us today.
Thank you, John.